Okay, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Tim in the Morning Show. Check, check. Thought we had some feedback there. We seem to be okay. All right, it is 7:32 in the morning here. We got a chilly one this morning. Minus 14, and the winds are from the northeast at 21 kilometers an hour, gusting to 34. Humidity 44%, and barometric pressure 103.5 kilopascals and rising, which is good because that means we'll have some sunshine coming, but with that sunshine, we've got some cooler temps. We're only going up to minus 8 degrees today with a 30% chance of flurries this morning, and what's up tonight? Ooh, down to minus 15, and Wednesday, sunny, high of minus 8. Thursday, sunny, high of minus 8. Friday, sunny, high of minus 6. Saturday, sunny, high of minus 6. And then chance of flurries on Sunday. About 60%, high of minus 8. And Monday, high of minus 6. And actually, Monday is the start of some new weather coming in. Some milder weather. So it looks like we're in for a bit of a cool week. So feel fortunate for next week, don't we? Yes. And that's what we're going to start things off with here today. Fortunate song. The CCR band. That's right.
The Canada.
All right, how's that for an intro for you? Black Sabbath, Paranoid, Led Zeppelin, Whole Lotta Love, and Creedence Clearwater Revival, Fortunate Son. Leading things off this morning's show. Hope you enjoyed that. What do we got here? It is 747 minus 14 degrees here this morning. Chilly one. And February the 4th, it's time for some Canadian news for you, this day in Canadian history. And the first story we have is out of France. The first Winter Olympic Games close in France with the Toronto Granite Club hockey team brings home the gold medal for Canada in hockey. That was in 1924. And in 1885, Catherine Ray Wilson, Canada's first woman senator, was born on this day in Montreal, Quebec. The daughter of Senator Robert McKay and Jane Baptiste, dies in Ottawa, March the 3rd, 1962. Wilson was appointed in 1930 by Mackenzie King. She was president of the National Federation of the Liberal Women from 1938 to 48, League of Nations Society from 38 to 42, and was Canada's first delegate to the United Nations in 1949. And in 1992, Gulf Canada pulls out of the Hibernia Oil Project, Gulf's 25% stake acquired by Ottawa and the remaining Hibernia partners and Murphy Oil. What else we got here? Ottawa, Alberta, and Ontario invest $600 million in Syncrude Canada to develop the Athabasca tar sands. And in 1970, out of Chetabucto Bay, I don't know if I pronounced that right or not, but the Liberian registered tanker Arrow goes aground, splitting in two, spilling 15,500 metric tons of Bunker C crude oil. An inquiry will blame improper navigation. There you go. All right, what do we got? We've got, here's an old favorite. Another classic song for you here, which we've been playing the last couple of days. Yesterday and today, to be specific. This one's by Derek and the Dominoes from the Layla and Other Assorted Love Songs. Released in 1970, and we're going to listen to the big song there, Layla, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Nobody's waiting by your side.
We're live mountain arrow for you with Mississippi Queen from the Flowers of Evil album. And you see we've got the news crew just popped in here. They've got 4 minutes and 30 seconds of news that they want to give you a little update. So let's let them take it away, and we'll be back on the second half hour. Some more classic rock for you. Right here on South Kootenai Radio.
This is CBC News. I'm Zintar Sirs. The head of Canada's Communications Surveillance Agency denies allegations it was spying on Canadians, but it admits to tracking their cell phones. John Forster told a Senate committee yesterday that it was done for good reason. Greg Weston has more.
What we had hoped to get were some answers about why was the government targeting and tracking thousands of travelers at a major Canadian airport. What we got was a kind of convoluted confirmation that, yes, CSEC did somehow get data from travelers' smartphones and their other devices, and yes, the spy agency knew where those people went after they left the airport. Now, were they following the people? They say no. Were they following the smartphones in their pockets? Apparently, yes. If experience in the U.S. and Britain is any indication, what this has exposed is the issue of governments and their spy agencies gathering masses of information on their own citizens. We have privacy experts and internet advocates right now calling for a royal commission. So this controversy is probably just beginning.
Greg Weston reporting from Ottawa. New legislation will be introduced in Ottawa today that makes major changes to the rules governing elections. The Fair Elections Act will be tabled in the House of Commons this morning. It will include what a government source describes as a modest increase to the donation limits, currently $1,200 per individual. The investigative powers of Elections Canada will become completely separate from the rest of the organization. The bill will also address the controversial issue of vouching at polling stations. Meanwhile, another heated session of Parliament is underway in Ukraine's capital. Opposition MPs shouted "killer, killer" at the country's interior minister and the head of the pro-government party. It's believed that they were referring to the deaths of protesters who were killed in recent clashes with police. Today, the opposition is expected to ask for a return to Ukraine's old constitution that would bump up presidential elections to be held this year and limit the powers of President Viktor Yanukovych. The globe is facing a tidal wave of cancer, according to the World Health Organization. The dire warning comes today on World Cancer Day. John Northcott reports.
250 leading scientists from 40 countries have crunched the numbers, and the prognosis is not good. With some 14 million new cancer cases every year around the world, that number is expected to soar to 22 million in the next two decades, with lung, breast, and bowel cancer leading the way. 60% of the cases are from the developing world, Africa, Asia, Central and South America, making it a truly worldwide problem. The reason for the increases? More people, for one, and an ever-aging population. But also, as parts of the world become more affluent, they're consuming higher fat diets, more sugar, more tobacco and alcohol, and many are exercising less. The study concludes if we all did what we already know we should do when it comes to diet and lifestyle, half of all new cancers could be prevented. John Northcott, CBC News, Toronto.
The U.S. East Coast hasn't had time to completely dig out of yesterday's snowstorm, and already another one is rolling in. The new storm will first sock the American Midwest this afternoon before blowing into the Northeast and much of southern Ontario late tonight and tomorrow morning, dumping between 10 and 15 centimeters of snow. Much of the Maritimes will get some of that snowfall tomorrow. Well, if you are older than 10, then you probably remember a time when liking wasn't a button, a post held up a mailbox, and a wall was, well, just a wall. Today, Facebook is turning 10 years old.
10 years old.
The video says it feels awesome to be 10, and why wouldn't it? In 2013, Facebook was being used by 1.23 billion users worldwide, adding more than 100 million a year. It's been valued at times at more than $100 billion. And that is CBC News. I'm Zintar Sirs.
All right. Thanks a lot there, Zintarj. And boy, have we got a treat coming up. The title track of the 1970 release, American Woman, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. It's 8:15. It's time for This Day in Rock and Roll History. And what do we got? A couple of birthdays here to get out of the way for February the 4th. 1941, John Steele was born, drummer for the Animals, and one of their big hits, Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood. 1944, Florence LaRue Gordon of the Fifth Dimension was born. And 1947, Margie Ganser, vocalist for the Shangri-Las, leader of the pack, one of their big hits. James Dunn, born in 1950, vocalist for the Stylistics, You Make Me Feel Brand New, one of their big hits. And Phil Earhart, drummer for Kansas, born in 1951, Carry On Wayward Son, one of their big hits. All right, the usefulest trivia throughout the years on February the 4th, we've got James Brown and the Fabulous Flames record Please, Please, Please at King Studios in Cincinnati. This single would go on to become the Billboard number 5 R&B hit, selling over a million copies, but 9 subsequent releases would fail to live up to the success of their debut. It would take over 2 years for the group to return to the charts with number 1 hit, Try Me. 1971, the Osmonds, a vocal group of 5 brothers, fronted by 13-year-old Donny Osmond, received their first gold record for $1 million worth in sales on One Bad Apple. 1977, one of the best-selling LPs of all time, Fleetwood Mac's Rumors, was released. The LP spent 31 weeks on the top of the U.S. album chart with on the strengths of a number of singles that they had, Go Your Own Way, Dreams, Don't Stop, and You Make Love and Fun, all of which went to hit the top 10. The album eventually sold over 18 million copies. And in 1978, the movie theater promo showing John Travolta character Tony Manero walking down the street to the beat of the Bee Gees' Staying Alive, the tune shot to the top of the Billboard pop chart. And in 1982, Alex Harvey, leader of the 1970 glam rockers, a sensational Alex Harvey band, died after suffering 2 heart attacks. His death came on the eve of his 47th birthday. And also in 1982, the inaugural British Phonographic Industry Awards are held at the Grosvenor House Hotel in London. Soft Cell's Taint It Love is given the nod for the best British single. Adam and the Ants win the best British album for Kings of the Wild Frontier. And John Lennon is honored for outstanding contribution to British music. 1983, Karen Carpenter died of heart irregularities caused by anorexia nervosa, just shy of her 33rd birthday. She had reportedly began to make progress in fighting her condition when she collapsed at her parents' home in Downey, California. A made-for-TV Carpenter's biography aired in 1989, and Karen's only solo album was released in 1996. It consisted of songs she had recorded without her brother Richard in 1979 and 1980. All right, let's get rolling here. We've got the Animals celebrating John Steele's birthday, the drummer. Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I feel a little mad. But don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I seem to be mad. Baby, sometimes I'm so carefree,
a joy that's hard to hide. And sometimes it seems that all I have to do is worry, and then you're bound to see my other side. Understood. If I seem edgy, I want you to know that I never mean to take it out on you. Life has its problems, and I get my shit, and that's one thing I never mean to do, 'cause I love you. Oh, 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 baby, don't you know I'm human, have thoughts like any other one. Sometimes I find myself alone regretting some foolish thing, some little sinful thing I've done. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Yes, I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
And, of course, when I was doing the rock and roll history, I forgot to mention Alice Cooper celebrating a birthday today, born in 1948. Let's listen to one of his tunes.
Don't you cry no more. I rose above the noise and confusion, just to get a glimpse beyond this illusion. I was soaring ever higher.
Okay, Fleetwood Mac there, finishing up this rock and roll history. Big hit for them in 77, with the release of Rumours. Spent 31 weeks at the top of the charts here and spawned a few top 10 hits from it, selling over 18 million copies. And, of course, we had some James Brown there, Please, Please, Please. That one going to... selling over a million copies in 1956. Had a little Kansas here, Carry On Wayward Son. Phil Earhart, drummer for the band, born on this day in 1951. We also heard some Alice Cooper there with 18. Alice, born on this day in 1948. And we had some The Animals, Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood. John Steele, the drummer for the band, born on this day in 1941. Okay, let's have a look at the weather here across the country. Currently in the Creston Valley, it's a bit of a chilly one. Holy crow, it's -8. And, it's going up to -8. It's -14. And we're supposed to have a 30% chance of flurries sometime this morning. Winds are slowing down a little bit, only gusting from 19 to 28 now. Now over in Vancouver, they have cloudy conditions, -3, -20 and snowing in Yellowknife, -22 and cloudy in Calgary, ouch. -31 but sunny in Regina, -9 and cloudy in Toronto, -4 in Halifax, -9 in St. John's, Newfoundland, with some mix of sun and snow. Oh, they got a little bit of sun and cloud there in Halifax as well, at that -4. All right, let's continue on here with a couple of classic songs. Here's an awesome guitar riff you may remember from 1970, a song called Paranoid, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Fitted with my woman, 'cause she would jordan help me with my mind. People think I'm rebuild all your ruin. Peace and love will win the day in spite of all your losing. Oh. We come from the land of the ice and snow, from the midnight sun where the hot springs blow. The hammer of the gods will drive our ships to new land to fight the whore, sing and cry.
Ann Wilson there from her solo album of 2007, Hope and Glory, doing a Page and Plant song there, Immigrant Song, for any Led Zeppelin fans out there that didn't know that. Yeah. 8:45, it is time for our album highlight today, or artist highlight, which of course is brought to you by Golden Treasures, located at 1217 Canyon Street. Right in downtown Creston, and what do we got today? Well, it was Alice Cooper's birthday. I thought I'd play a couple of Alice Cooper songs, a couple more. I mean, we played some on Rock History, but I think we can play a few more. So I just grabbed a couple, three to be exact. So let's start out with probably one of his biggest sellers, School's Out, right here on Soul Kootenai Radio.
We got no choice. All the girls and boys. catch our local broadcasting, such as Mountain Jam, Saturdays at 1 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Thank you. to deserve such a fate. I didn't really want to get involved in this thing. Someone handed me this gun and I gave it everything. Yeah, I gave it everything. To this life, looked all around. I saw just what I liked and took what I found. Nothing came easy, nothing came free. Nothing came at all until they came after me. Yeah, yeah.
This is CBC News. I'm Zentar Sirs.